The Black and Abdallah podcast is brought to you by DuPage Credit Union. It's time to put your money where your values lie. Break free from your big bank. Visit DuPageCU.com/join today. By member's choice, this financial institution is not federally insured.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
I'd like you to meet someone who's really special.
It's Black and Abdallah.
A real inspiration.
Follow us on the gram at Black and Abdallah and at ESPN underscore Chicago.
We're talking Bears with you at 312-332-3776. Dre in Denver, listening on the ESPN Chicago app. What's up, Dre?
Hey, my guy. You know, when you were, when I heard he was late or going to be late for work and he was in that line for Metallica, I kind of knew it was going to be a problem. And I just don't want my guys from Liberty Field to have any beef. You know, you're my guy.
Yeah, no, I'm with you.
I love your show. I feel like a P1 guy, special guy when I call. I just don't want no beefs, okay? Okay? We good?
Yeah, I'm with you, Dre. It just would have been nice to get a little heads up there.
It hurt.
It would have been friendly, you know? Be like, hey,
I think he owes you something, though. I think everybody agrees he owes you something. Whatever it is, he owes you something, okay?
Yeah. New golf clubs. Yeah, I'm with you. Yeah.
Something. Yeah. Told you something. Okay, now you guys got to agree with me on this one. I want your back on this. Okay, the second preseason, we saw Mitch Montana come in here and dissect the Bears, right?
Mitch Montana, yes. We saw the Bills game, yep.
Yes. Now, whatever the Bills coach did for him, because one of the things I heard he did was pre-snap stuff where people were in motion. And it allowed Mitch to read the defenses better. This is what I want to see from Nagy. If we don't see anything like this from Nagy, I think, and we can see it in this one game. This, you know, he says he's this genius. He's, you know, everybody. I just got to see things like that where the game is simple yet. There's some plays because Mitch has some plays downfield. He has some plays, you know, some basic plays, some screens. He has some. It was a great game plan, and this is the kind of thing I want to see if Nagy can – do you have confidence that he can install something like this for our guy? Do you have confidence? That's what I'm going for right now.
Thanks for the question, Dre, and thanks for calling. I would say that question is definitely the highlight of what we're looking at with this Bears team going forward is if Matt Nagy can prepare Justin Fields to run a game plan that takes his skill set into account of – into – the actual game plan and utilize his skill set best. And I think that's where we've seen Matt Nagy fail. With the offense with Trubisky, he would call things that Trubisky could not handle. Now he has a quarterback who technically can handle the majority of the throws downfield. Whether or not Nagy can set him up and put him in the right situations and get him away from pressure, you know, that has yet to be seen. And I hope that's what we see against the Browns.
I think if you ran pretty much the same playbook that he had for Trubisky, not that the Bills had, but that Nagy had for Trubisky, where you're taking some shots downfield, where sure. You know you're throwing more than 10 yards if you can, and you're cutting the field in half and running, you know, to the left or to the right or whatever way you want to run bootlegs, you want to do all that kind of stuff. That's fine. Make it easier for him. You know, try to get you have all this speed at wide receiver. Why aren't you using it? So, to me, yeah, you can run the same game plan that you were running for Trubisky. You can't run that for Dalton because Dalton, while he did run in this game on Sunday, he shouldn't be out there running clearly. So
it's not what he does best, and he got hurt.
No, he got hurt. So Fields can do that. It's not what he should be doing because he's a very good pocket passer still. So go out there and run that same scheme that you ran for Trubisky, and I bet you Fields is better at it.
Black and Abdallah here with you here on ESPN 1000. Each week throughout the football season, we've gone through 2 weeks of the NFL season, week three coming up. We like to give you five up and five down, the five best teams and the five worst teams in the NFL.
Up and down.
Five up.
High five.
Five down.
Down low. Too slow.
Five up and five down with Black and Abdallah.
Five.
On ESPN 1000.
And out.
Yeah.
We call it five up, five down, the five best teams in the NFL, the five worst teams in the NFL, and we start at the top with number five. Adam, I'm going to give you the Cleveland Browns. Their record is 1-1, and I think Cleveland at this point, their only loss is to Kansas City, and that was on the road. So I think Cleveland, even though they are a 1-1 team record, and there are other teams that are 2-0 that I do not have in the top five, I'm going to place Cleveland as the fifth best team in the National Football League.
I'm going to give you the Baltimore Ravens. I like what they're doing. I like the resiliency that they had in that game against the Chiefs. I think that they're still a work in progress, but I think that they've proven that they can hang with anybody by hanging with the Chiefs. I have the Chiefs ranked higher. They're still going to hear them in a little bit, but I think that the Ravens right now are not my number five team.
Number four, the fourth best team in the league. I agree with your assessment of the Baltimore Ravens, but I have them at number four. Okay. I love what I saw from Lamar Jackson. And, you know, at the end of last season, it kind of felt like some defenses were figuring him out. But did we see on Sunday night maybe another element of his ability to progress the football downfield and then use his legs as well? He's a true weapon. I love that defense. I have the Ravens as the fourth best team in the NFL.
I have the Arizona Cardinals at number four.
Whoa!
I have the Arizona Cardinals at number four.
Kingsbury's getting an extension.
Kyler Murray figured it out. I mean, look, the rookie, Rondale Moore, he's got 183 yards right now and a touchdown. Like, I mean, come on. I think that Kyler Murray and I think they figured something out.
Wow, look at that. Yeah. Number four. Number three, I have the Kansas City Chiefs. I know they're 1-1, and they just lost a tough game on the road to the Ravens.
Mm-hmm.
They're still one of the three best teams in the NFL. And even with that one loss, I'm going to place Kansas City at my number three.
I'm going to also place Kansas City as my number three team for all the reasons you did. Despite the loss, I still think they're the third best team in the league right now.
Number two, the second best team in the NFL, give me the Los Angeles Rams. I like that they went on the road. They win a football game against, the Colts this weekend?
Mm-hmm.
No issues. That could have been a trap situation. You know, the Colts dealing with injuries and not really expected to do a whole lot. The Rams take care of business. They can throw the football, and that defense is fantastic. I like the Rams at number two.
Oh, no. Do I put the Bucs at two?
You didn't do this ahead of time?
No, I agree. No, I did. It's called a bit, Chris. So I have the Rams at number two. I have the Rams.
Because we have the same top two?
Yeah, well, same top three. So, yeah, I have the Rams at number two and then the Bucks at number one.
Well,
yeah.
That proves two things. One, that we didn't talk about this before we did this on the air.
True.
And two, it proves that we're giving you straightforward football analysis.
Mm-hmm.
Because you could have flip-flopped it to be different just for debate's sake. But instead, we agree. And we agree because it's good football conversation. Number one, the best team in the NFL, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. How can you say that the Buccaneers are not the best team at this point?
You can't. I mean, their offense is humming like they didn't play extra games last year to win a Super Bowl. Like, Tom Brady still looks ageless. Their defense is playing great football. Like, they just look unbeatable right now. Once again, it's crazy.
Okay, so that's the top five. I have a couple of teams on the outside of the top five looking to get in. It's Buffalo, Green Bay, San Francisco, the Vegas Raiders. Ooh, Vegas Raiders. I did not consider the Arizona Cardinals, which you threw in there. Did you consider Carolina or Denver, too?
I considered
2-0.
I considered Carolina, but I feel like the way that Arizona's playing, I think that Kyler Murray's kind of figured something out this year in the NFL. Now, it's only two games. You know, like, it's only two games. So let's slow our roll here, but I have the right to move the Cardinals out next week if I see fit. But right now, they look like a top five team in the NFL.
So that's five up, five down. We go to the bottom of the league, number 28. I give you the Minnesota Vikings. They are 0-2, and I think this team does not have any momentum working for them this season. I don't like the additions that they made on defense. I don't like Kirk Cousins. I don't like anything that the Vikings are doing. And I'm going to guess that Zimmer is going to be on the hot seat. I know that he's on the hot seat. He might be the first coach fired this season.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I'm going to go with the Bengals. I don't like what I saw against the Bears. I think that the defense is not that great. I mean, you held a team that had an emergency. I know it's Justin Fields, but you still had an emergency quarterback come in there, and he was able to move the ball. Your quarterback threw three interceptions in a row. This is coming off the week where Ja'Marr Chase had a good game, but a bunch of drops in the beginning. They had the number one pick last year for a reason. They're still a bad football team, and they showed it. The way that the Bears were playing, aside from the turnovers, they should have been able to score on that team. You had the bad turnovers. Yes, I get that. But those were only three, and those were quick. Like, those were back to back to back. It felt like 10 total minutes, not even 10 game minutes. It felt like 10 minutes of us watching football. And you had the rebound at the end. You just couldn't complete it. I feel like the Bengals are my fifth worst team right now.
Number 29 in the NFL, give me the New York Giants. Remember, you think back, last Thursday night, they lose that close game to the Washington football team. I don't really like what Joe Judge and the Giants are kind of doing here early in the season. A lot of talk on whether or not they take that next step. Is Daniel Jones the quarterback for this team long term? Not sold. Giants are the 29th best team in the league.
I'm going to give you a team that's 1-1. It's the Texans. I think now with the injury, I think that, you know, Watson's not playing. He's not going to be around the team again. So I'm going with the Texans again, who are starting Davis Mills, I believe, right now.
Yeah, they announced that today.
So, yeah, I'm going to go with the Texans. Even though I haven't seen them play with Davis Mills, it's just the fact that they have to play with Davis Mills. I'm going to go with the Texans.
Number 30, five down, five up, five down in the NFL. Number 30. Give me the phoniest football team in all of the league, the Atlanta Falcons at 0-2.
Wow.
That's a bunch of fantasy football garbage with that team. It's a bunch of names that people like to point on to and latch on to because they're fantasy football players with Matt Ryan and Calvin Ridley and all the different skill position guys. Are they gonna use Kyle Pitts? You draft a player and you don't even target him? What is the point of that? Throw the football to this beast of a tight end.
Beast.
What are you doing? The Falcons, beast. You're terrible. Number 30.
I'm going with the Jets. The Jets are that number. What are we on, 30? Yeah, 30.
Yeah.
The Jets are 30 for me. I just write down five. I don't write down the numbers that they are. So I write them in the order, but it's the Jets. What do we do? Are we going to be right about Zach Wilson? I know it's only two games.
I think we are.
It's only two games.
We are going to do a celebration.
It's only two games. It's only It's only two games. But I'm Jets are a problem.
I'm glad I'm not a Jets fan.
The Jets are a problem.
31, five worst teams in the league. Give me Jacksonville.
Same.
Hang in there from Urban Meyer. Sir, do you not understand that?
Why are you putting out a statement? What is that?
The NFL is difficult, and you don't have to update fans after an 0-2 start to hang in there.
What is this statement that we're putting out? Dumb.
I mean, what in the world?
Dumb.
Jacksonville, number 31.
Same for me.
All right, so we differ here. The worst team in the league, I think it's the New York Jets. I think the Jets are by far, and I think Zach Wilson, he hasn't looked good at all through 2 weeks. I know it's early. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
But he was the one we're skeptical about coming into the football season. Thank God we have Justin Fields and not Zach Wilson.
It might be recency bias because of last night, but I'm going with the Lions.
Wow.
I'm going with the Lions.
They've been feisty. They didn't even make my bottom five.
What is feisty? What's feisty?
They hang around.
What's feisty? That means nothing.
They cover and a half.
They didn't cover. They didn't cover
the first half. They did.
Okay, great. Congratulations. You covered the first half.
Well, if you're gambling on the first half, they hung around. They were there. Goff looked good.
No, great teams.
And then the rain came and things.
No. Meh
things
teams cover
well.
First half. Meh teams cover the first half. Because then good teams make adjustments and beat the crap out of them in the second half.
They are not good.
Yeah.
By no means are they good.
So to me, they're the worst team in the NFL.
They're a little bit more feisty than I thought they would be this year.
Get out of here with feisty. What does feisty get you? Feisty's going to get them a top three pick.
It doesn't matter.
That's what feisty's going to get them.
Five up, five down.
And down. Five up.
High five.
Five down.
Down low. Just low.
Five up and five down with Bleck and Abdallah.
Five, five, five.
Sell. On ESPN 1000.
And down.
Listening to Black and Abdallah.
ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports. This is Chicago's home for sports.
Black and Abdallah. ESPN 1000. And now on digital FM at 100.3 HD2.
Black and Abdallah, and it's time for the Black and Abdallah FanDuel Game of the Night.
The FanDuel Game of the Night. Well, Chris, there's no NFL tonight. There's no college football, but that doesn't mean there are not money-making opportunities out there. I know what you're going to say. You're going to say, why would you bet against the Dodgers? They're the Dodgers. Well, I'll tell you this. The Dodgers are facing the Rockies, and it's Julio Urias going against
Urias has been fantastic.
I know he has been. However, the last time he faced the Rockies in Colorado, he left in the sixth inning and allowed 4 earned runs on 7 hits with a walk and just 3 strikeouts. The last time the Dodgers faced the Rockies, they also dropped 2-3 at home earlier. So I'm going to go with a rare fade the Dodgers, because you're also getting the Rockies at +180.
Okay.
So give me the Rockies tonight. Go bet that on FanDuel. Get that +180 on FanDuel right now before the game starts. The game starts here in a little bit. So go out, get that FanDuel. Black and Abdallah, game of the night. Make sure you download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. They make it simple and easy to place your bets. They've got same game parlays. They've got boosts for every single night. They've got soccer boosts for tomorrow. They believe that beating the spread is hard enough, so unlike other sports books, FanDuel doesn't make you jump through hoops when you want to withdraw your winnings. They're giving you $100 in free bets when you sign up. No deposit required. They'll also make your first real money wager risk-free up to $1,000. If you lose, you'll get it back in site credit, but you must be 21 or over and present in Illinois. Site credit is not withdrawable and expires in 7 days after receipt. $10 minimum deposit required to withdraw any winnings. See full terms at sportsbook.com. FanDuel.com. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Go with the Rockies tonight at +180.
All right, fantastic. Show notes. We host Chicago's College Tailgate here Saturdays throughout the fall on ESPN 1000. Usually you hear us at 11 a.m. This week we are on early. We are on from 9 to 11 because we are live at Flo and Santos in the South Loop from 9 to 11 this Saturday. Why? Because Wisconsin and Notre Dame play at Soldier Field on Saturday. It's the big noon kickoff.
Big nooner.
On Fox. It's a big deal. College game day will be in town. Wisconsin, Notre Dame, Black and Abdallah. We will be at Flo and Santos South Loop at 9 a.m. from 9 to 11. Hosting Chicago's College Tailgate this Saturday morning. I used to live in the South Loop, and Flo and Santos has the best pizza in the South Loop. They have some of the best thin crust pizza in the entire city. I love Flo and Santos. Mm-hmm. It's all brought to you by Coors Light.
Come out, hang out.
The show's presented by Nissan. We can't wait to do it. It will be Chicago's College Tailgate this Saturday from 9 to 11, leading in into the kickoff of Wisconsin Notre Dame, which is a 11 o'clock kick at Soldier Field here in Chicago.
You ever had a beer mosa?
I think so. I think I have.
So it's a thing.
Yeah.
So it's not weird to take a Coors Light and pour a little bit of orange juice in it.
Let's do it.
How about a Bellini? How about a Bierlini?
Yeah, a Bierlini.
You want a Bierlini?
Yeah, why not?
Isn't that peach juice?
Sure.
Isn't that what a Bellini is?
I don't know. Yeah.
What's a Bellini?
It sounds French. Is it French?
Chinese. Tyler, you're young.
Tyler, you know French drinks?
I've got Chauncey in the morning on Saturday.
Yeah, he does. So
but what's a Bellini? You don't know what a Bellini is? A Bellini is made with Prosecco and peach puree. Okay.
So, there you go. Peach.
So peach.
Boom.
So we got a Bierlini. Get some peach juice, pour that in that Coors Light, or have a beer mosa.
It's fantastic.
And breakfast pizza with us at Flo and Santos.
So come hang out with us on Saturday from 9 to 11. Special time because Notre Dame, Wisconsin, they play at 11 o'clock at Soldier Field this week. College football will be a good game, and we'll be breaking down the entire college football slate. This weekend. Week four, not looking too hot college football. But there are a few top 25 matchups and a lot of good conversations that we can get into on Saturday morning for Chicago's College Tailgate. So, Adam, this came across my desk earlier today. So I don't know if you're aware of this, but there is a new movie that's out about Kurt Warner's life story. The movie is set to release and be in theaters on December 25th of this year. So coming up on Christmas Day, you can see the Kurt Warner story in theaters. It's titled American Underdog. Here's the description of the story. The story of NFL MVP and Hall of Fame quarterback Kurt Warner, who went from stocking shelves at a supermarket to becoming an American football star. This is a real Hollywood movie. It's being directed by Andrew Irwin. And Zachary Levy is the lead who will play one Kurt Warner. Dennis Quaid's in the film.
Yes, he is.
So this came across my desk. This is a real movie that's being made, and they released the trailer. Have you happened to see this trailer for the movie?
I saw it.
Yeah.
I saw the trailer.
Uh-huh. Should we take a listen to the trailer? I think it translates on radio.
It does. I want to be able to read what's being said.
Well, why don't you listen to it? Because here it is. An American Underdog. This is a real movie that's being made in Hollywood. Spending money to make this. Here it is. Here's the trailer.
You wanted to see me, sir.
Sit down, Kurt.
Thank you, Coach. I prefer to stand.
All right. Go ahead, then. Tell me.
Tell me. Tell you what.
Boy, a team worth $800 million. One of the most complex offenses ever built. Should put you in the driver's seat. You're too old to be a rookie. Too green to be a pro. So why in the world would I give you this shot?
Based on the inspirational true story.
All my life, I've defined myself through sports. I've always come up empty.
Coach, I can win for you.
You need to start thinking about life after football, son.
We gave you the chance. We're letting you go.
He's just got
to
go
for something. Something more.
You think you could be that guy?
Supermarket. Yeah, his supermarket scene. Remember, he was a grocery bagger.
I wasn't ready for it. But I am now.
It's Christmas.
I was meant for something more.
Anna Paquin.
Waited for it. I bled for it.
Life made him an underdog.
I know who I am.
More grocery store footage.
I know why
Fate
I'm here.
Made him a champion.
If you give me a chance.
Green went down hard and is not getting
it. Green's hurt.
I will not let you down.
Zachary Levy. Anna Paquin. Dennis Quaid.
Something special about you, son.
It's him. It's a kid throwing a football. Turns into him throwing a football.
The monster of the underdogs.
Dennis Quaid.
You want to prove that?
American Underdog. Christmas Day.
The music kind of sounds like the Superman music,
dude.
Right?
It looks like an SNL bit. Like, what are you doing, Hollywood? First of all, Dennis Quaid, get a new agent. Zachary Levy.
You don't like Quaid as Dick Vermeil?
No, don't be in this movie. You're better than that, Dennis Quaid.
What do you want to do with your life? What do you want to do? I don't want to bag groceries.
But all it was missing was him throwing a loaf of bread into a basket. Like, what are we? Who's going to see this movie besides Kurt Warner and his family? Warner's a very nice guy.
I'm not meant for
He's
this.
A very nice guy.
I'm not meant
but
for
what,
it.
Who is this marketed to? Rams fans?
Wanted to see me, sir.
I wanted to see me, sir.
Yeah. Thank you, Coach. I prefer to stand.
I prefer to stand.
Oh, you're that guy. Like, all right, get out of my office. You're cut. Right, no, you're
office.
Cut. Get out of my office.
I told you to sit,
you're
and you
cut.
Want to stand. What are we doing
here, Hollywood?
You wanted to see me, sir.
Sit down, Kurt.
Thank you, Coach. I prefer to stand.
Get out of my office. Who do you think you are? I told you to sit down. I'm your coach.
What do you want to do with your life? What do you want to do with it?
Get out of here.
I love there's one shot in the grocery store where he holds up a Wheaties box and Dan Marino is on the box and the other guy that's working in the store looks at him and he goes, is that supposed to be you? He goes, no, I'm not meant for this.
What are you doing about it?
I'm not meant for this.
Why do they they all sound like they're about to cry or poop the whole thing.
They all sound like Jackson Maine from A Star Is Born.
I'm not meant for this.
It's so stupid.
That's a real movie. That's not a SNL skit. You're right. That's real. Hollywood
it looks
made
fake.
That. They're going to release it in theaters.
It looks fake.
On December 25th. It's a real movie. It's a real thing. They've got directors and they have writers.
Camera people. You want to go see it?
There are many actors in it.
Strip trip?
Nope. I'll pass.
Oh, I just invited you to something. Can't say I never invited you to anything.
Okay. Are you paying? You're in pay for this?
I'll buy your ticket. Yeah. I will buy your ticket and a popcorn. I'll get you a treat.
Hey, do you see who's playing Marshall Faulk?
Who's playing Marshall Faulk?
O.J. Simpson.
Wait, what?
I'm not kidding.
Hold on.
O.J. Keith Simpson. In possibly the worst situation ever for someone to have a name. That's his real name. O.J. Keith Simpson.
All right, hold on a second.
I am not kidding. I just saw it there.
Hold on a second.
He was in the movie Focus from 2015.
He was in the movie what?
Focus with Will Smith.
Oh, I remember that movie.
Yeah.
And his name is O.J. Simpson?
O.J. Keith Simpson.
You can't just go by Keith Simpson?
That's what I thought. Why would you keep the O.J. on there? Are you serious?
Oh, he was in the Brian Banks movie, too. Okay.
I only act in football movies.
He's literally only been in football movies.
Yeah. Probably got the part because of the name.
No, they probably saw the name and he's only getting football movies.
But they're like a running back.
Change the name.
Marshall Faulk, running back. You can play the running back.
You're going to see O.J. Simpson on a marquee? Kurt Warner, Dennis Quaid, Anna Paquin, and O.J. Simpson as
O.J. Keith Simpson.
That's Marshall Faulk.
What is this movie?
What? I mean, I'm sure O.J. Simpson's a nice guy. Nope, don't cut that. Don't cut that. I'm sure O.J. Keith Simpson's a nice guy, but come on, man. Think.
You wanted to see me, sir.
You want to see me, sir?
Sit down, Kurt. Thank you, Coach.
No, I prefer to stand. I'm a do-gooder.
We need to sit down and talk about your friend's name.
Prefer to stand. This is a real movie. This is a real movie from Hollywood. American Underdog. This is where Hollywood's gone. They don't have any ideas.
Does O.J. Keith Simpson not have an agent that sits him down and goes, hey, man, I already filled out the paperwork for SAG-AFTRA. Like, you got to pick a name for SAG-AFTRA that's not taken by anybody. O.J. Simpson was taken. I don't know if you know this. Just put the Keith in there. Well, hold on a second.
Is there a Keith Simpson?
I said I filled out the paperwork and I put in Keith Simpson. Maybe we should just sign this and just move forward with this.
Oh God, what about O.J.
Keith Simpson? O.J., I don't think. Juice. Can I call you Juice?
No, I don't think you can call him Juice. I don't think he wants to be called Juice. Wow, it's a real movie. It's going to be in theaters. So, congrats.
You are listening to Black and Abdallah.
ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
This is Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000.
Are you going to walk with Cap on Thursday?
I have to work.
Well, yeah, you took time out of your day.
Is he
going
to be in line at the Metro?
Well, I was going to say, you took time out of your day.
Is he walking to all of Chicago's venues?
He's going to go to a few places. Walk as one, Chicago.org. Cap on Thursday is walking to all of the stadiums here in town.
I said I was sorry.
He's back for a walk again.
Good. He raised a lot of money, and he's raising a lot of money for a very good cause.
I agree. The difference this year to, Cap and Jay Hood, weekday mornings here on ESPN 1000, our new morning show from 7 to 10 a.m. right here on ESPN 1000. Cap last year walked home from the studio. This year, for Walk as One Chicago and walkasonechicago.org is where you can sign up and donate. Cap is walking to all the different stadiums in town. It's going to be fantastic. Bernie's Book Bank is helping raise money for this 24-mile walk, Cap's second annual Walk as One event. So it's going to be great. It's going to be walking around town. It's going to be awesome all day on Thursday.
It's going to be great outside for a walk. It's like hoodie weather. You wear that hoodie around. You walk around and you don't sweat. It's perfect. It's perfect walking weather.
And like I said, last year for the first event, the Walk as One event, Cap walked all the way home, all the way up the North Shore, up to his house. Now, if you recall, for the Waddle and Sylvie holiday parody song contest, we had some very creative submissions to the contest that gave Cap a shout out.
Cap is walking home today. Walk, 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 walk. Could you imagine 29 miles of listening to him talk? to save his legs, he thought ahead and sat down for his show. One last look at the map and off and away we go.
Hook it up to my nipples, I'm in.
Who's that bald guy walking home? It's Cap, 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 Cap. 4 blocks in and he's logged 69, take that.
Nice.
The sun is out, his guns are out, he's shaped like a pear. Have no fear if he passes out, his friend Alan is there.
Last, like, 4 miles was a bitch.
It's getting tougher near the end. Slow, 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 slow. It's okay, he'll use the time to program other shows. He channeled Secretariat as he crossed the finish line. We're all surprised he didn't cheat, but I'm sure he will next time.
Take that, 29 miles.
That was Jeffrey Poindexter, who submitted that song last year. Well, the finalist, I believe he was in the like final 10.
Yeah.
He got into that final grouping. And then also Edward Cook, you know, he had that fantastic song of it was about us and Cap. And he, here's These Two Boys was the song from last year.
These two dudes from Libertyville have no content, have no skill.
Yep.
All they do is ride my coattails. Without me, they have no show. I am Cap, and I'm the king. Bend the knee and kiss my ring. I will ban whatever I feel from these two from Libertyville. Little boys from Libertyville.
So walk as one, Chicago.org. Thursday, Cap will be walking around town.
You know what I noticed today, Chris? Walked outside. You see the man walking right past us right now.
Yep.
Beautiful First Midwest Bank Studios.
It's a gorgeous night, man.
Well, beautiful, you see what he's got on, right?
He had a long sleeve shirt
and
he had
a jacket.
Jeans.
He's got a jacket.
Yeah.
There's people in line right now for Primus, Chicago Theater. Some of them got jackets and hoodies.
Yeah.
You know what that means? The weather is turning, which means we're getting close to the next holiday parody song contest.
Yes, you're right.
So
we're turning a corner. Summer's ending, and it's now time to focus in on the Waddle and Sylvie holiday parody song contest.
Hey, it's never too early to start writing.
Right.
It's never too early to start jotting down some ideas.
Come up with some ideas.
Start a fresh note in your phone and just you know.
We're looking at you, Trey Tunes, in the Twitch chat tonight. We see you there. You better have something good, my man.
I want everybody in the Twitch chat.
To submit a song?
To submit a song.
You're going to listen to all those songs.
Well, because they...
You're going to listen to all the bad songs?
They. Wow. You have no faith in Fitter 78?
You told everyone
in
the Twitch chat to submit a song.
Ghost Rider 312?
I have faith in
you have
people
no
who
faith
are good
in MM1223-1223?
I'm just saying, watch yourself. If you're asking
you
every
no
person
faith
to submit a
in
song...
Demuccio 3?
We want the good ones.
You have no faith in Note Sangren?
That's what
Sangren?
I'm saying.
Sorry,
we want
no.
the good ones.
You have no faith in Capitals R?
Well, now you're just...
You have no faith in Carmen Carcino? You have no faith in Willie Buttcheeks?
You're just reading off names.
You have no faith in the Carcinos to do a duet to Baby It's Cold Outside?
Maybe they will. Something with Kurt Ferentz. I don't know. They'll be Iowa themed. I have no idea.
No faith in Faye?
Well, Faith can come up with something.
No faith.
I'm glad that you said that you are willing to listen to all of the songs submitted.
We both have to. It's our job.
Well, I like listening to the good ones.
It's our job.
I leave the bad ones for you to listen to.
I listen, to be fair, I am the first line of defense, and then you weed them out. Like, I'm like...
you start playing, and I go, no, that's not
going to
work.
And I'm like, all right. And I usually go through, and then I go, okay, I've got like 10 today we need to listen to.
That's not...
Out of the 40, and then I cut like 30 of them.
That's not going to work. Nope, that won't work either. Nope.
I'm just saying, a Carcino version of Baby It's Cold Outside...
About Kurt Ferentz?
Yeah, well, about it, yeah. Ferentz, it's cold outside.
College football playoff destined Iowa Hawkeyes?
Yeah, when they lose in the opening round. That's fine.
Oh, they could get there, though.
They can get there. They've got a path. I've said it. They've got a path.
Yes, and Demuccio does say it's all about confidence, and I agree. BlueChew.com, promo code ESPN.
Oh, yeah, BlueChew Black.
It is all about confidence. I don't disagree with that.
I mean, Trey submits like five of them, so five or six.
Are you asking for more, or are you asking
no,
for
No, I'm just saying that the Visa Volume Shooter,
okay, the whole album.
Yeah.
He does. He has a
It's
whole
at least
album.
An EP.
I love that.
Little mixtape.
Just submit the whole tape.
It's back when Kanye was only making 30-minute albums.
Yeah. No, yeah. Trey should just give us 36 songs.
Like, here you go. Just drop
Kanye release.
Just drop your mixtape off. Trey's going to have a listening party at Soldier Field for his.
He's going to be outside the First Midwest Bank Studios handing out the mixtape to everyone walking by.
He's going to have his cell written on it like Charcula. That's a deep Chicago pull if people are listening. So yeah, get those ideas ready for the
all right, that's all you got.
Holiday
Brady
Sun contest. Yeah, what do you want me to say? This guy's taking a picture.
All right, let's smile. All right, good photo.
All right, thanks
for listening, my
thanks,
friend.
Man.
Yeah, yeah,
thank
awesome.
You.
He doesn't think we're actually Wu-Tang's on the air
for the
right
people.
Now, but
no.
We're on the air.
Wu-Tang.
All right, we're coming back. Early lines, and got some fries. Fry list.
Ooh,
for you.
Fries.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports. When you're at home, don't miss Black and Abdallah.
I got stories that'll raise the hair in your head.
Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
I'm rather looking forward to it.
Black and Abdallah.
On ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Thank you to Tyler Aki producing tonight's show. Download the podcast of Black and Abdallah on the ESPN Chicago app. In case you missed tonight's song of the night, Earth, Wind, and Fire. That's podcasted up there. Also, last night we had a special song of the night.
Mm-hmm.
Carly Rae Jepsen, Call Me Maybe, was our song of the night last night. We didn't have a show on the air, but we had a podcast for you, so check it out on the ESPN Chicago app.
Mm-hmm. We'll be back tomorrow.
Yes.
With Waddle and Sylvie.
From 6 to 8 here on ESPN 1000. And then Waddle and Sylvie after the White Sox game tomorrow. It's an early Sox game. In Detroit?
Yes.
And then we'll get some Waddle and Sylvie and Black and Abdallah action tomorrow night. We'll talk to the Fat Jack tomorrow night, and we'll talk to Chauncey, get his football
Chauncey's
picks
hot.
For the week.
Chauncey's hot right now.
So Chauncey's on fire.
Chauncey's hot right now.
We'll do all of that tomorrow night. Should we get into our segment, Early Lines?
Speaking of hot.
I saw someone in town taking the name Early Lines for their own betting segment. Did you guys see this online? It's another night host that has a betting segment on a betting show. And
does he have an open?
He took the name.
Does he have an open?
Lines.
Does he have an open?
Is he aware that he's lifting property of Black and Abdallah?
Oh, my God, it's early. Speaking of early.
We take an early peek at the NFL lines.
After evaluating millions of pieces of data in the blink of an eye, the Gambletron 2000 says the winner is...
Hey, man. Aren't you a little bit early?
Early Lines with Black and Abdallah.
You need to know the winner. And I know the winner.
On ESPN 1000.
Tyler, did you know that the Early Lines, the gimmick for a segment idea was lifted by another person in town?
We've been thieved.
Yeah, are you aware of this?
I'm not aware, no.
Yeah, there's a bet podcast thing that they do for from a guy who who hosts at the same time we do. Over there. All right, it's cool. Hey, it's a compliment because it's an easy idea. Like, it's not like we really put a whole lot of thought into it. But Early Lines, we talk about the betting lines early in the week. So, Abdallah, for week 3 in the NFL, let's take a look at some of the early lines.
Okay.
Early lines in the National Football League. Looking at FanDuel, a game that caught my eye right off the board. How about Kansas City? They're the favorite against the Chargers by 6.5. Should we think that the Chargers, are they good enough to hang tough divisional game against Kansas City, or is the 6.5 a number that
on the
sounds
road,
about right?
Tough place to play. Oh, that's tough. Yeah, I mean, look, if this goes up right now, you're looking at -115 juice, so that it's trending upward. So if you like the Chiefs, I would get them at the 6.5 before this possibly goes up to 7, and then you see a buyback from people.
If we look at the Bears game, the Bears are on the road in Cleveland. They are the underdog by 7.5 points.
And we assume Fields is going to play, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
You know, we were talking about this on Sunday while we were tailgating. You know, the number for this game before the Bears-Bengals game was 9? So if you're
if
you're really into the early lines and looking ahead, you could have had the Bears +9 if you gambled on Sunday before the Bears-Bengals started.
I would have liked it a lot better with the Bears there. 7.5, you still get the hook, so that's not horrible. Okay, I can get down with that. I can get down with that.
Another early line, the Dolphins on the road at Vegas against the Raiders. Are the Raiders for real? They're 2-0. The line is at 3.5, and the Raiders are the favorite at home.
I like what the Raiders have been doing. That's also a tough one because of the hook there. So, yeah, I would like to. I think the Raiders can take care of business.
One of the biggest matchups of the Sunday slate, you have the Buccaneers on the road against the Los Angeles Rams. The Rams are the home underdog by 1.5. How about that game? That's going to be a great game. Probably the two best teams in the NFC.
That is a great game, and I'm wondering if this is a game where Bruce Arians, they know they're good. They know they're going to win that division, right?
Yeah.
They just kind of go vanilla, and if they lose this game, it's not the end of the world, right?
They kind of pack it in play for another.
Yeah.
They hope that they see them later and give them a little different.
Yes. I would go Rams in this game at +1.5, +100 on the money line. I think that to me is the play.
Were the Packers the real deal? What we saw last night, they go on the road in San Francisco this upcoming week.
Do they have a running back? Does San Francisco have a running back?
The 49ers are the favorite by 3.5 points hosting the Packers.
Give me the Packers with the hook. I like that. If I'm getting 3.5 right now and it's 115, so it's trending towards 3, give me 3.5.
All right, there you go. There's the early lines.
Oh, my God, it's early. Speaking of early,
we take an early peek at the NFL lines.
After evaluating millions of pieces of data in the blink of an eye, the Gambletron 2000 says the winner is...
Hey, man, aren't you a little bit early?
Early lines with Bleck and Abdallah.
You need to know the winner, and I know the winner.
On ESPN 1000.
I have a list here of the best fast food fries, best fast food fries. Number 5, Wendy's, the hot and crispy fries. Number 4, Popeye's, the Cajun fries. Oh, I love those fries.
Haven't had those in a minute.
How about this? Number 3, Checkers, the seasoned fries. I don't think I've ever had those. Seasoned fries.
I've never had those.
Number 2, McDonald's, obviously iconic.
I like Wendy's more than McDonald's.
Number 1, and this is why this list is trash. Number 1, Five Guys.
Okay.
What a load of crap that is. Five Guys is your number one fry?
I love Chick-fil-A fries.
Comes in at number 10.
To me, the number one stunner are the Wendy's fries. The absolute trash of the group are the Burger King fries. Burger King fries are awful.
Although the one fry you get in the onion rings at Burger King, that's a decent fry.
It's a nice way to break up to cleanse the palate a little bit. That's fine.
How about this? I think the one that is totally overlooked, Arby's, the curly fry. That's the best to me.
That's a sleeper.
Arby's curly fry. Mm-hmm. That's the best fry to me.
I agree with you. That's good. But then like locally, Fry the Coop. Some of the best fries.
Oh, yeah.
The best fries.
The dusting they put on
that. Oh, my God. It's so
fantastic.
Good. So good.
But Five Guys is your number one fry? You're reaching
Get
the bag.
There's
a bunch of grease.
Get out of here with is. That. Get out of here.
All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
You're listening to Bleck and Abdallah on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.